This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Starts out that first verse. He says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you. That word beseech just means that he's begging you. I'm urging you. I'm asking. I want you. And what did he say? He says, I want you to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Then he went on to verse the rest of the verses and made things plain for the Ephesian church so that if they didn't understand what he was trying to say, praise God, he spelled it out for them. And you want to know something? He lists seven things. There are seven things listed in verses 1, 2, and 3 that's going to tell us how we ought to behave. Amen. And if we adhere to those seven things, and if we apply those seven things to our life, praise God, we will be on our way to Christian maturity. Let's get on through them real quick. Verse 1. And the first thing that he tells us is that our behavior has to be comparable to our walk. Oh yeah, you see, if we are to help bring Christian unity, we must conduct ourselves in a manner that does not reflect poorly on our calling as believers. See, we bear his name. We bear his name. If y'all really don't know that, Christian means being Christ-like. Amen. And if we're going to be Christ-like, then we need to be like him. And that means that we're going to try as hard as we could in our minds and in our bodies, praise God, to not behave that's going to bring disrepute on that name. Listening, y'all been listening to at all the stuff that's been going on. We have to be compatible, praise God, with our calling. If we are called to be Christians, then we need to act like Christians. Praise God. We have to try the best that we could. Praise God, I'm talking about from the youngest person in here up until the oldest, to allow our walk to match our walk and our talk to match our talk. So behavior, I'm talking about Christian behavior, has to be compatible along with our calling. If we say that we are Christian, praise God, then we need to start acting like them. Uh-huh. Amen. If you're gonna serve the devil, serve him good. I mean, don't hit it, miss, and all that. But if you're gonna carry his name, you need to act like him. Now, I know that sometimes that we slip and do something, but the Bible tells us that we ought to let our light so shine before men that they see our good work so that they can glorify the Father. Not so they glorify you, so that they glorify the Father which is in heaven. So our lives got to be compatible to our calling. Praise God. Another thing, praise God, we have to be humble. Oh, yes, we have to be humble. Look at what the text says in verse 2. It says, with all lowliness. That word lowliness means humility. In other words, we must not be conceited. We must not be egotistical. And God forbid, we should not be proud. A person who is conceited, a person who is egotistical, a person who is proud, their life evolves around self. In other words, they subscribe to that magazine that says me, my, and I. If I didn't think of it, there ain't no good. If I didn't come up with the idea ain't no good. If I didn't come up with the song that the choir was going to sing, I'm not going to sing. Praise God. We have to humble ourselves. See, Jesus Christ was a humble man. Praise God. He was so humble that he allowed those folks to nail him to a cross and to die so that we could live. So if you want to talk about a behavior that's going to bring about some Christian unity, first of all, it has to be compatible with our calling. Secondly, it has to be a life that is humble. Praise God. But you know what number three is? Somebody say, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. You know how we get, how do I humble myself? How do I learn to be humble? I've been one of these folk who've been conceited all my life. I've been one of these folks who've been proud. I'm very proud. I'm one of those folks who, praise God, who has always been on an ego trip. But how do I become a humble person? How do I just humble myself? Can I just show you two things that you can do to humble yourself? The first one is talk about taking a self-knowledge of yourself. What do I mean by that? Praise God. You see, humility depends on honesty. It depends on having the courage to look in the mirror and look at ourselves for what we are. And then when we look at ourselves for what we are, baby, you know what we got to do after that? We got to go and make an adjustment. Oh, yeah, and don't get some of these shaded eye glasses. Some people get those shaded eye glasses and they look and they see, oh, I see self-admiration. I see self-love. I said some people are so in love with themselves, it's amazing they don't die from an acute case of sugar diabetes. So it comes from self-knowledge. But you know something else? It comes from God's knowledge. Now, what do I mean by that? Amen. You see, you want to be humble. Most people try to compare themselves by looking at other people. And you know, man, can I use somebody as an example here? I don't mean. You know, most people compare themselves by looking at other people. I'm just going to say this. This is a for instance. Come on up here, Jimmy. Say, for instance, Jimmy is a drunk. Jimmy is a dope addict. Jimmy does a whole lot of things that Jimmy ain't got no business doing. So when I look at myself and I compare myself to Jimmy, man, I come out smelling like a rose. But when I talk about God's knowledge, we need to compare ourselves to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you see something, when you compare your life and when I compare my life against the life of Jesus Christ, and baby, let me tell you, that's where the false and the false all shake out. Amen. So what am I trying to say? Praise God. We're going to have to humble ourselves. But the third thing, praise God, that Paul talks about in here, about Christian unity, the behavior, praise God, we have to, it is a gentle, praise God, behavior. He says in verse 2, he said, with long suffering and meekness. That word meekness means gentleness. Amen. Those believers who are gentle are so God-controlled that they are continually kind and gracious towards others. I'm talking about on a continuous basis. Person that's genuinely gentle. Praise God. They're going to all, because their life is controlled by God. Amen. Those are the people in whom self has died, and through whom Christ in all of his humility lives. Paul put it the best way. Somebody got a Bible. I want you to turn to Galatians 2:20. This is how Paul put it. Paul says in Galatians 2:20, he said that I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who what? Liveth on the inside of me. What Paul was trying to say in that verse of scripture, he said that I have been crucified with Christ, but I live. See, Christ's natural body was crucified, and it died. But praise God, and what Paul is saying, that I was crucified with Christ, but I live. I still live, but you want to know something? It's not me that's living. It's Christ who lives on the inside of me. What do you mean by that? He said, I'm trying every day of my life to walk like Christ. I'm trying every day of my life to talk like Christ. I'm trying every day of my life to act like Christ. And the old Paul that you used to know, that Paul is dead. Praise God, we can eat it. We need to kill some of these old Joes and these old Susies and these old Sallys too. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And say, old Joe Martin is dead, but I'm living. But you know, it's not me, but it's Christ who lives on the inside of me. I'm going to allow him. That's what you call gentleness. But not only is it gentle, praise God, the verse, you continue to read the verse. Amen. The verse says that it is patient. Woo! Wee! He says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering. Long suffering means patient. You see, patience is the spirit that bears insult without bitterness or complaint. There are some believers who are not patient with themselves. They're not patient with their friends. They're not patient with their brothers or their sisters, even their brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We're going to have to learn, praise God, to be patient. And remember that song that they used to sing, "Bees, be patient with me. God is not through with me yet." God is not through with any of us. Amen. I said the last time, we're all nothing but a work in process. Amen. And just like God was patient with us, we need to be patient with our brothers and our sisters in Christ Jesus. Don't ever look down your nose just because somebody is still into the sin that they were in a long time ago and haven't overcome that thing. Don't you sit there, praise God, and put your head up and start talking about, well, I thought that he gave his life to Christ, and look at him. That was a verse in Galatians, I believe, Galatians 6:1. Praise God, said, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, he said, you with your spiritual restore such a one in the what? In the spirit of what? Meekness, considering thyself,